The COVID-19 pandemic has already taken the lives of at least 26 firefighters nationwide, and related budget cuts have so far resulted in the layoff or furlough of almost 1,000 fire department employees. That's according to the latest data from the International Association of Fire Chiefs, which also projects that as many as 30,000 fire department jobs could be lost by the end of next year. The group's current president is Gary Ludwig, who's also the fire chief in Champaign, Illinois.
The same firefighters whom the nation considered essential in battling COVID-19 are suddenly told they're no longer needed. With nearly 1,000 firefighters and support personnel missing from the front lines at this early stage, it's clear that these cuts will be deep and long-lasting. We'll be less prepared to deal with the pandemic and with every other emergency. Also, some volunteer fire departments might be forced to close altogether, leaving entire communities without nearby emergency medical services or fire protection.
To help the nation's fire departments, Ludwig urges Congress and the White House to act now.
Meaningful federal funding is essential to prevent the largest cuts to fire and EMS since the Great Depression. That's why we've asked for $10 billion that would go directly to fire departments through two very successful grant programs that were authorized by Congress years ago. Members of Congress proudly announce these grants each year for fire departments in their own states and districts, but they've never been more critical than right now.
To learn more, visit IAFC.org.